Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. Our guest speaker today is Evangelist Felipe Redlas. We want to truly thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join him now as he begins his message. Let's receive Evangelist Felipe Redlas by saying praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Fee. The Lord bless you and keep you. And God bless you, Amazing Grace, and all those who are in the media there. So glad to be here with you, and thank you for tuning in. I believe I have a message from you for you from the Lord. Hallelujah. So as Pastor was saying, I've been in India and South Africa for a couple of months, and just witnessing God do some tremendous, beautiful things. And I have my friend here, Bishop Mandapali, Yehoshua Mandapali here from India, who's a tremendous man of God. God supernaturally connected us in Kenya. In fact, I was getting prophecies that God was going to do something different and God was going to open up doors. And Bishop Mandapali has done crusades for Morris Cirillo, Reinhard Bonnke, Joyce Myers, and some other big names that I can't recall. Okay, Paul. And they were doing a crusade there in Kenya, and we were doing a crusade there in Kenya. A small church had invited me to come because they'd never done a crusade before, and I had that experience. And when I got there and I saw this crusade going on, I said, whoever put this together knows what they're doing. And and that was Bishop Mandapali, his work. And God supernaturally, I wish I could tell you that story. It's a beautiful story, a faith story, how the Holy Spirit moved and just connected us. And we've been connected for how many years now, Bishop? 18 years. Yeah, 18 years. We've been doing ministry, and God has been so faithful. Amen to us. Hallelujah. So faithful to us and doing and showing great things, great miracles. Even during one time, I felt the Lord to do a crusade in India, and he felt also the Lord say, hey, we need to do a crusade in India. The thing was, it was monsoon season. I'll tell you this little testimony, but it was monsoon season, and people were laughing at him, thinking, how could you put on a crusade here in India during monsoon season? And I felt the Lord say, yes, go, and he felt the Lord say, yes, go. Well, the day before we have to have the crusade, we were riding on a scooter. I was holding on to him on a scooter because that's how we got along and through India, is in a scooter. And there'd be cows, bulls right next to me on the road also, because you know that the Hindus believe that that's their ancestors. And I know the Bible says preach to every creature, but I wasn't going to preach to that creature. But I mean, just bulls on the street and all that sort of thing. And I remember traveling the day before the crusade, and guess what? The rains came. And it was like it was like right up to the scooter at a half a foot or something like that of rain. And we're going through a half a foot of rain on the scooter. It's going right on where you put your feet at. And but we believe God. We trust God. The next day, God stopped the rain. Come on. Hallelujah. Please. Hallelujah. And God performed many miracles. Many people were saved there at that crusade. And in fact, you know, as a trained crusader, we're trained not to really preach against the religion that is the majority there, because you don't want to right away get your head cut off. So you just preach Christ. And so I was preaching to this masses, and God puts in my heart, God tells me, says, tell there in India, tell them about their idols. You know, and I'm talking to the Lord, say, Lord, What do you mean talking about that? I wasn't trained this way. We're not supposed to be talking about that. And as I was saying that with the Lord, out of my mouth was coming out, get rid of your idols. They have eyes, they cannot see. They have ears, they cannot hear. They have mouths, cannot speak. They're made of men, not of God. Hallelujah. For God is a spirit, and them that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So it was tremendous, though, you know, what came out of me there, and it was just the Lord. And I remember Bishop Mandapali coming all excited, coming so excited to me. And I was going, what's happening? What's going on? He goes, my friend, because we call each other my friend. He goes, my friend, he says, the people are coming to me and telling me, what should we do with our idols? And he said, so, hallelujah. Yeah, so he was coming excited, telling me, the people are coming and telling me, what shall we do with our idols? And he goes, take them to the junkyard, throw them away. Hallelujah. Because the idols cannot save. Hallelujah. It's only Jesus Christ that can save. Hallelujah. Come on, let's clap our hands to Jesus. So I thank God for my friend being here in America with me. And for those pastors out there, if you would like someone to come and speak, Bishop Mandapali is available. And you just get a hold of here, Amazing Grace, where I'm ministering today with Pastor Fee Sullivan. So, and I'm sure he would love to come. And if you want a tag team, you can invite me also. But, amen. Well, let's get to the Word of God. The Lord has given me something. So, let us go to the Word of God. It's going to be at Ecclesiastes. I'm going to start off Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. When you have it, say amen. Amen. All right, Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. And it says this, to everything there is a season. I'll read that again. To everything that you're going through, everything that you're feeling, everything that's going around your life right now, there is a season. A time for every purpose under heaven. A time for every purpose under heaven. These crises that we're in right now, this coronavirus, is for a purpose and it's for a reason. This coronavirus has literally shut down the planet Earth. Many are waiting for some alien to come out from somewhere outer space, from Mars, Martian men in green. But it's a virus. I believe personally it was created of man. Yeah. Come on. I believe it was created of man trying to destroy us, mankind. And only an elite somewhere in some nation, only in control of the world. But I want you to know, church, I want you to know, people that are watching today, maybe you're not church people, but I have some good news for you. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. I have some good news. Hallelujah. I have some good news. Come on and clap your hands. And it's found in the Word of God, in these holy scriptures. In Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Hallelujah. This is only for a time. This is only for a season. Believe me, I understand season. I am from California. We don't understand seasons in California. But I moved to Minnesota. I think I moved to Minnesota because I said, Lord, you can move me to India, Africa, anywhere in the world. Just don't move me to Minnesota. I shouldn't have said that. because God moved me to Minnesota. Hallelujah. And we understand seasons. In Minnesota, right now, we are going through a winter in America. We are going through a winter in India. We are going through a winter in Italy. We are going through a winter in Europe. We are going through a winter, hallelujah, as the planet Earth. It's perilous times right now. It's a crisis right now. But I want you to know I have good news, and that good news is it's only for a season. Hallelujah. It's only for a season. Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, I remember in being in Minnesota and just watching the trees, because the trees are bare during the winter. You think if you come from California or Florida or somewhere else, you think that, man, this land is just dead. There is no leaves, there's no fruit. There's just bare trees. You would think it was a perilous time in Minnesota. But I remember as the winter months keep going and everyone else is experiencing spring, I'm still in winter in Minnesota. But I would watch the trees. I would remember just looking at the trees and waiting for a sign. Just waiting for signs, a little bulb to come out. And when I begin to see those little bulbs come out, I knew, hallelujah, that winter is about to be over. And we are about to experience, hallelujah, the sun showing up. I'm telling you, the sun is about to show up. I'm talking about the S-O-N, the Son of God. He is going to show up in your life. To everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. So there are times and there are seasons that we're in, and right now we are going through a time of pestilence. A time of seeing an unseen enemy. But I'm telling you, it's only for a time. The Word of God, if I could take you to Matthew, the 24th chapter. The 24th chapter, there in about verse 2, 3, right around there. It says, now as Jesus, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. This is very important for you that have not studied the Holy Scriptures. You need to pay attention to this. You need to grab that Bible, blow off that dust, go to Matthew 24 and read it. It says he sat there on the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming? You see, we Christians who study the Word of God, who follow Jesus Christ, we're waiting for Jesus to come back for us. So we can go to a place that there is no more pain, that there's no more tears, there's streets of gold. And God is preparing a room for us in his mansion. And you can have it too. When is the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to him, take heed that no one deceives you. Listen to the first thing he says. He says, take heed, pay attention, listen, that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. So there will be people that will be saying that I'm Jesus, come and follow me, and it is not true. They're deceiving. We are living in those times now. I remember ministering out in the streets. In fact, here in San Diego, there in 4th and Broadway, and I remember a gentleman coming up to me and saying, "I am Jesus. Come follow me." And I probably said to him, "I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus." Because I know Jesus, and you're not him. And so there are going to be many saying, "I am Jesus. Come follow me." And many are going to be deceived. I don't want you to be deceived. And you see, there are many that say they're disciples of Jesus, or they're representatives of Jesus, or they're the oracles of Jesus. There are religions today, and perhaps some of you are in them, and you're following them. Are you being deceived? A good sign of you being deceived, if that you're not following Christ, if that you're feeling a lot of fear. If you're shaking and feeling fearful and just overboard, it's probably because you're following the wrong Jesus. You're following the wrong religion. If you have a pastor, a guru, a priest, or a counselor that is just putting fear in you, and they're fearful, you're probably serving the wrong Jesus. Amen. I tell you what the Word of God says. It says in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power." Woo! God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. Everyone say power. Come on, say power wherever you're standing. Power. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. What he's saying, I'm giving you not fear, but I'm giving you dunamis. Dunamis. That word, hallelujah, is where we get dynamite from. Let me break it down for you. That dunamis means force. God is saying, I haven't given you a spirit of fear, but I've given you force. It says, it means I've given you miraculous power. That miraculous power is a miracle within itself. That power he gives you, it's a miraculous power, and that power, it comes from itself. Not from anything else, but from God, his nature, his character. When he gives you something, he gives it to you and doesn't take it back. That word dunamis means ability. That word dunamis, power, means abundance. I have given you ability. I have given you abundance. It means mighty. Mighty deed. It means worker of miracles. That's right. Hallelujah. God has given you to be workers of miracles. Whatever you need, call on the name of Jesus and watch God manifest a miracle before your eyes. If you only believe and not fear. Amen. 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 That dunamis power means strength. It means wonderful works. Now get this, it means violence. That dunamis, that power, means violence. Everyone say violence. So we're supposed to be violent? No, it's a different type of violent. It goes back to the scripture where it says, "Heaven suffereth violence, but the violent take it by force." Hallelujah. Let me say that again. Maybe you didn't get that. It says, "Heaven suffereth violence." Hallelujah. It's suffering, violence are violent. There's a warfare going on in the heavenlies. His name is Satan and his demons. They're fighting and warring, hallelujah, with the angels of God. It says, "Heaven suffereth violence, but the violent take it by force." We Christians, we believers, are supposed to be violent. Violent in prayer. Violent in faith. Violent in miracles. Hallelujah. Come on and clap your hands to Jesus. We are supposed to be violent and take our miracles by violence. Hallelujah. If you are fearful, you are to be violent. Hallelujah. In prayer and take your peace back. Take your rest back. Hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of dunamis. And that love is not just any love. Hallelujah. It's a love that's greater than a friend. Hallelujah. It's a love greater than a best friend. It's a love, hallelujah, that's greater than a father's love. It's this love is greater than a mother's love. Hallelujah. And that mama, you know, that's pretty tight love right there. But this love that I'm talking about is agape and agapeo. Hallelujah. The God kind of love. Hallelujah. So if you don't think anybody loves you right now, if you think you're by yourself, you are not. Love is with you, and love is of God, and God is love. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. So what is God saying? I haven't given you the spirit of fear. I've given you me. I've given you agapeo. I've given you love. Yeah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You know what? Let me tell you something. I see some couples here. But if anybody try to mess with your lady, man, that partner, that loved one's going to rise up. You're not going to mess anyone with you that you love. I mean, you're not going to mess anybody that I love. I don't care how big you are. I don't care how strong you are. You're not just going to go and try to hit or bruise someone that I love. Because I'm going to get dunamis on you. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, excuse me, but of power. I want you to understand that. The first word is power. Dunamis. Hallelujah. Hey, fear comes, you got to get dynamite. I don't know, some show used to call dynamite. Who's that? Good times. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, these are good times right now. I know there's darkness, but there's Jesus. Hallelujah. Something good is happening right now. Hallelujah. Woo. Man, they have me confined right now. I'll be running right now. I'm feeling something here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and the Bible says, a sound mind. So I'm not a Greek scholar or a Greek speaker, but the word is supposed to be sophromismos. And I'm just going to say it one time. God bless you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And that sound mind, get this, a sound mind is self-control. Self-control. That sound mind means discipline. Discipline. Self-control and discipline. In the midst of darkness, we are supposed to be like diamonds. Hallelujah. You know, when you go to the diamond shop, hallelujah, they'll put out a black velvet cloth. And then they put that diamond right atop that black cloth. Hallelujah. Why? Because they want you to see the brilliance. Hallelujah. That the light that comes out of the diamond, that light begins to hit. And that's what the church is at this time. There is a darkness that's coming, a pestilence that is here. But the church is supposed to rise up like a diamond. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, hey, hey. Man, we're feeling something here. I don't know about in there, but I'm feeling something here. Hallelujah. It's time for the church to rise up and shine. Hallelujah. In this dark hour. Hey, there is a purpose. Hallelujah. It's not a time per se of evil, but it's a time for the church to rise up and shine. I said, church, rise up and shine. Hallelujah. Show your crazy neighbor how brilliant you are, how beautiful you are, because you are washed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is my refuge and my strength. Hallelujah. Whom shall I fear? Hallelujah. Man, we are that brilliant, beautiful, spotless bride for the bridegroom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for our husbandman, Jesus. Hallelujah. But we are supposed to be self-controlled, not acting crazy. Hallelujah. And I know some of you don't understand the scriptures. That's why you must come to Jesus. Hallelujah. In a time like this. You know, as Pastor Fee has asked me to come and share this word. Hallelujah. I'm reminded. Hallelujah. That something like this took place in the beginning. And that is found in Exodus. In Exodus, something took place. There were plagues coming to Egypt where the children of God were. Plagues like the river, the Nile, turned into blood. Plagues like frogs, plagues like lice, gnats, plagues like flies, plagues like sickness, plagues that killed the livestock, plagues of boils, plagues of hail falling like fire, plagues of locusts, plagues of darkness. And the 10th plague that took place in Egypt was the final plague that God sent to let his people go. But through all these plagues, it did not affect the people of God. Let me say that again. Egypt represents the world. Egypt represents the world. And we are in the world as these, as Israel, these Hebrews were in Egypt, as us Christians are in the world, and that Egypt represents the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. You need to hear this, church. We are in the world, but not of it. And don't accept these plagues to overtake you. Hallelujah. Or come nigh to you. For we are children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. We are children of the King. Hallelujah. I know that this virus is called Corona, which in Spanish means crown. Hallelujah. And this crown virus thinks it could reign the world. Hallelujah. But I want to tell coronavirus that I know the King of Kings, the one who really has the crown above every crown. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the God of Gods. And he is the virus that would destroy any virus. Hallelujah. He has a virus. Hallelujah. That would destroy. He has the antidote, I should say, for this virus. And that antidote, hallelujah, is his blood. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is against you, Corona. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. La Corona is going to be the Llorona pretty soon. Hallelujah. But get this, as these plagues were coming, and this death angel was coming, the plague of the death angel that was going to kill every firstborn of any animal and any person. But there was an antidote. Hallelujah. There was something that was going to destroy, not allow this virus, this plague, this death angel to take a household. It was not allowing, hallelujah, if you would just do this, that virus will not attack you. If you just do this, you will live through this final plague, the death angel that's going to take out, that's going to kill. It says here in Exodus, hallelujah, in Exodus, about the 20th verse, right around there, hallelujah, it says, then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, pick out and take lambs for yourselves according to your families, and kill the Passover lamb. Kill the Passover lamb. And you should take a bunch of hyssop. It's a bunch of herbs. It's like sticks of herbs. And I've had hyssop tea. And that hyssop is supposed to be a healing herb. It's a healing herb. It's very good. Have it with a little honey. It's a healing herb. And it says, hallelujah, take this healing branch and dip it into the blood of the Passover lamb. Hallelujah. The Passover happens to be around the time of the Passion. Jesus is considered the Passover lamb. Hallelujah. Jesus is known as to be the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that takes away the sins of the world. Jesus is the Lamb of God. And what happened to Jesus? He's the Passover Lamb. So they are to go before the elders, before the assembly of Israel, and kill the Passover Lamb. And it says, dip hyssop, dip it into the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two posts. In other words, strike the door frame with the blood. This is important. This is the antidote that God is giving the church and giving you who are listening, who have not come to Christ, you're not living for Jesus, you're not following Jesus. This is the answer right here. The Passover lamb was sacrificed, and now you take the blood and you strike the door frame, the post, left side. Front side above you, and right side the door. Jesus said, I am the door. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the door. Hallelujah. He is the door to the good pastures. Hallelujah. Psalm 23 says, what? Somebody help me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In other words, the Lord is my shepherd and I don't want any other shepherd. I won't be in want, I won't be in need, because Jesus is my good shepherd. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Hallelujah. You see, the waters that some of you are going, you're seeing the waters of destruction. They're just rushing like a flood, like the hurricane that takes out Florida and Texas. But the good shepherd will lead you to still waters where you can rest and not be shaky and fearful. It says, he leads me besides the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You see, you need someone to lead you. That's why you need Jesus in your life. That's why you need the Word of God in your life. That's why you need to pick up a Bible and read it. And you saints of God, if you're fearful, pick up your Bible and read it. The answer is there. Amen. And it says this. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I just lost my wife. About 6 months ago. And I was taking care of her. She was battling with cancer. And every day I saw cancer in my face. As I would clean her wounds, the cancer would be coming out of her. And I saw the effects of what's happening, and I would have to take care of her. She was just like a two-year-old, a child, so I would have to do everything for her. And even change these gauze and put medicine on this, but cancer would be coming out, oozing out of her body. And I would see that every day. And seeing the condition of my wife. I believe God is a healer. And I've seen God. God had healed my wife from cancer before. They wanted to abort my little girl. And my wife had that faith. No, I'm not going to take any chemotherapy, no radiation. You're not going to remove anything from me, no body parts from me. And you're not going to have my baby. She stood in faith, and God heard her prayer, and God answered her. And we have our little girl. In fact, her middle name is Faith. Hallelujah. Because of that, the world wanted to take her out, but her mama, her daddy, believed God. And those saints that prayed with us believed God with us. And we prayed, and God healed her and delivered her. But this time, God chose to take her. But he showed himself, he revealed himself in amazing ways. And I don't have time to share everything, but Jesus was there. He was there. He let us know that he was in the shadow of the valley of death with us. And I remember my wife and I sitting down there one night, and we're like, we were seeing it. I was feeling it. She was feeling it. She was seeing it. And we didn't, I was saying, man, look at these shadows of death. And it was like a valley, like we were going through a valley in our house. It was darkness, it was heaviness, and you could see these shadows like of death. And my wife noticed that. She goes, look at these shadows. I feel like I'm going through the valley. And I'm just like, I'm feeling the same thing. We saw it. But because of Jesus, of who he was in our life, the Word of God says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That shadow of death, hallelujah, couldn't take our faith. It couldn't take our joy in our life in Christ Jesus. But we walked through that valley of shadow of death, and we feared no evil. Because the Lord was with us to comfort us. He says, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And we truly felt him with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. God is a comforting Savior. So they put on the blood. Whew. Let me tell you this. Jesus will forgive your sins. Apply the blood of your past. Whew. Left side. He's got your left side. Hallelujah. He is Jesus. Hallelujah. In your past. Hallelujah. He's the Jesus back then when you didn't know Jesus. All the nasties, all the dirties, all he was there. Hallelujah. The blood is applied to your past. The blood is applied to your present. Jesus will apply his blood to your present situation. Why? Because he loves you. Why? Because he cares about you. Why? Because he wants an encounter with you. Let me tell you something. We are not a religion here. This is not a religion. Being a Christian and following Christ and reading the Word of God and living for God is not a religion. It's a relationship. Yeah. Hallelujah. I am Pentecostal because it's not a religion or an organization. I'm Pentecostal because I had, hallelujah, an experience with Jesus. Hallelujah. Pentecost is experience. That's why Hollywood couldn't take me back when they came for me. Hallelujah. I said, no, no, no. This Jesus is real. I've experienced it. Something happened to me where there was a void in my soul, in my heart. When the Holy Spirit came in me, it filled and gave me abundant joy, abundant life. There was nothing like the life of Jesus. Stop sitting at home being fearful. Hallelujah. Drop to your knees right now and say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Apply the blood of Jesus to your past. Apply the blood of Jesus to your present. Hallelujah. Jesus, forgive me of my sins now. I don't want to be fearful. You can't let fear be a you can't be a slave. Don't be a slave to fear. Trembling and shaking. I was watching the news. Stop looking at the news. That's bad news. Start listening to the good news, the Word of God. Get the good news in front of you. Go on Google and say, John, 1 John. Just tell Google. Bishop Google will take you there. Hallelujah. Ask Google. If you can't read, just ask Google. The book of John audio. And boom, he'll pop it up for you. The Word of God is available to you right now. The life and the abundant, the dunamis, the agapeo, the self-control and disciplined life is available for you right now. The present. Hallelujah. And this is the bonus for you. Jesus has applied his blood. Whew. The right side. He's applied the blood to any future sin that you may have. Right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is that door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is that door to your eternal salvation. He is that door, hallelujah, for your eternal peace. He is that door for your deliverance. Hallelujah. You may be sitting in your home right now or lying in your home right now in a bed. Hallelujah. Sick. Hallelujah. Of cancer. But I'm telling you, this Jesus will heal you. Hallelujah. Will touch you wherever you are. You don't have to be here right now. But I tell you in the name of Jesus, be touched by the mighty God. His name is Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So they applied the blood. And the Bible says, About midnight. Everyone say midnight. About midnight. Now, midnight is a very interesting time. Because at midnight, there's two things that are happening at the same time. Two things. Everyone say two things. At the same time. There's an ending of the old at midnight. Woo! There's an ending of the old and a beginning of the new at the same time. So the word of God says about midnight. And the word of God also in the book of Matthew, there are 10 virgins. The Bible talks about 5 foolish and 5 wise. And it says about midnight, there was a call and there was a separation of the foolish ones and of the wise ones, of light and of darkness, light from darkness, the goats from the sheep. Hallelujah. The weeds from the wheat. Hallelujah. So there's a separation that God will do at midnight. And I pray right now that there's a midnight happen to you right now, that you will decide, hallelujah, to leave the old man, hallelujah, in the past. Old things are passed away. Hallelujah. Old things, when you receive Christ at midnight, old things are passed away. Behold, the new, you become a new creature, hallelujah, in Christ. In other words, you might be a worm eating earthly stuff, eating the dirt, hallelujah, getting drunk as a skunk, hallelujah, getting high as a kite, hallelujah, taking dope with no hope, but now there is hope in Christ Jesus. At midnight, that death angel, hallelujah, came. And it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on the throne to the firstborn of the captives who were in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock. That plague is looking and seeing where there is no blood. He's seeing where there is no blood, so I can go in that home and destroy that home. Destroy it with drugs. Destroy it with violence. Destroy it with alcohol. Destroy, because there's no blood applied to your home. There's no blood in the doorpost. The blood is not applied. And Corona is coming and is here. The coronavirus. But I'm telling you today, if you apply the blood of Jesus to you and to your home, hallelujah, that death angel, that plague will pass over your home. Hallelujah. And he will give you an abundant life. Come on and clap your hands to Jesus. Come on and clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I want to encourage you with some scriptures here. Hallelujah, it says, and Joshua, hallelujah, 1:9, it says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you for wheresoever you go. Hallelujah. So God is saying, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage, and be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord God is with you wheresoever you go. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. 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 The word of God says in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but in perfect love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Hallelujah. You have to have the perfect love. Who's that perfect love? Hallelujah. Jesus is that perfect love. Hallelujah. And he casteth out all fear. Because fear hath torment, the word of God says. Hallelujah. Fear hath torment. Are you being tormented by fear? Well, it can be cast out by the perfect one. That's Jesus Christ. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So that love of Jesus, hallelujah, is going to come. That perfect one is going to come into your life, hallelujah, and bring peace to your storm. Hallelujah. He's going to bring peace to your storm. Hallelujah. The word of God says in Romans 8, hallelujah, Romans 8. Oh, let me go to the word here. Romans 8, it says, what shall we say to these things if God be for us? Come on, somebody. Who can be against us? The word of God says, who shall bring a charge to God's elect? Hallelujah. The word of God says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or a sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But yet the word says, yet in all these things, what? We are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, our Lord. Come on and clap your hands to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to give you Psalms 91. I want you to read Psalms 91. Just begin to memorize Psalm 91. Just go over Psalms 91. I'm not going to go over through a lot, but it shares, hallelujah, the protection and the love, hallelujah, that we have in Christ. Get into Psalms 91. This word, hallelujah, let me tell you, this word is life. It will bring abundant life. It will bring joy to your life in the midst of trouble, in the midst of viruses, in the midst of evil. Hallelujah. Psalm 91, I'm just going to read a couple of ones here. Psalm 91 and 3, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. You know, these words have come alive to me because that coronavirus is something that you cannot see. It's in the night. It's in the darkness. So this thing is coming, an enemy that you cannot see. Hallelujah. But yet the Lord tells us he will be our protector. Thou shalt not be afraid by the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day. Our Lord is our protector, church. Hallelujah. And we thank God for that. Hallelujah. So right now, Psalm 91, Psalm 27, Psalm 23, and Psalm 46. Go through those scriptures. Read those scriptures. Romans 8. Memorize these scriptures. Hallelujah. Let it become part of your DNA. Hallelujah. Let the past be the past and become a new creature with the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to pray with you right now. Hallelujah. In closing, I would just want to pray with all of you right now to apply the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. To you right now. So I'm going to ask the church that's here if you would please stand with me. And we're going to pray for everyone that is watching us right now. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in. Chiming in, or whatever they call it nowadays. I don't know. But I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening. And I know God is speaking to you. And I know God is moving in your hearts and your souls. And you, some of you, I mean, I just see someone in their bed, just lying in their bed. And I know you're sensing the Holy Spirit. I could just see you there, lying in the bed, listening to me, watching to me. But I'm praying for you right now that God will heal you, that God will deliver you. Hallelujah. That you will rise up from that bed. Hallelujah. That deathbed. I curse the sickness and illness, that infirmity that is in your life right now, I cast it out by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I command you to rise up and walk. Get up and walk in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Come on, do it. Do it. Do it. Glory to God. So right now, I just want you to close your eyes, all those that are watching, and I just want you to repeat this prayer with me. I want you to say this, Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my shortcomings. Lord, I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. Lord, I don't want to live in fear. You are my Savior. Today, I ask you to come into my life. Come into my heart. Today, I confess that you are the Lord Jesus Christ of my life, of my heart. I invite you in. Today, Lord, I apply the blood of Jesus upon my body, my soul, my spirit, my heart, all that I am. Jesus, forgive me now. Forgive me now, Lord. Lord, today I let go of all the shame in my life from my youth up. Lord, today I let go of all the guilt in my life from my youth up. And I nail the guilt and the shame. I nail it to the cross right now to be covered by your blood. Jesus, I nail all my sins to the cross right now to be covered by your blood. Lord, I let it go right now. Fill me with your joy, with your peace. And Jesus, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Now just thank him. Say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I want to congratulate you. I want you to call Amazing Grace here in beautiful Chula Vista, California. I want you to call them and let them know that you have given your life to the Lord today. Hallelujah. Let them know what has taken place today. And I want to pray right now for those who are sick. Hallelujah. In fact, I'm going to ask my friend Bishop Mandapali to come up here in the pulpit with me now. Hallelujah. And stand right here with me, Bishop. And I'm going to ask Pastor Fee to come up and stand with me right now to my left. Pastor Fee, would you come on to my left here? And stand with me. And for all of those right now, hallelujah, that are sick, who are ill, or something's going on in your body, we're going to speak a word of faith into your situation right now. Yes. That God will heal you. Hallelujah. We have seen, we have seen, even in this church, yes. Hallelujah. We have seen in the mission field. Hallelujah. We've seen in the mission field God working miracles. So you're not talking to somebody, you're not talking to people, hallelujah, who've not experienced miracles. You're talking to people who've experienced miracles. And right now, we are joining forces, hallelujah, joining our faith and with the church for your miracle. Hallelujah. So be ready to receive your miracle right now. Hallelujah. So with your left hand, I want you to place it wherever you have pain or where you have illness or sickness. Hallelujah. If it's all over your body, I don't care if it's cancer through your blood. Hallelujah. Your mind, your head, I don't care what it is. God is a healer. Yeah. Hallelujah. I said, God is a healer. Yeah. So just place your hand over your chest if it's all over your body, more than one place. Yeah. Hallelujah. But if you have a migraine headache, so whatever it is, diabetes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Whatever it may be. Hallelujah. We're going to pray against that situation. So you push your left hand where that sickness is, that illness is, and you raise your right hand to the Lord right now. And we're going to pray the word of faith that God will heal you right now, wherever you are, in the hospital, at home, in the car, wherever you may be, in the park, wherever you may be. We are praying that right now that God would touch you in a miraculous way. Hallelujah. We're going to apply God's dunamis to you right now. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, just stretch out your hand. Hallelujah. To the camera there, wherever you just, and stretch out your hand. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Go to that neck. Go to that chest. Go to that heart. My God, go to the blood situation. Go to the arteries and veins. My God, the joints. My God, the bones. My God, hallelujah, the feet, the toes. My God, the ankles, the knees. My God, the hips. Lord, the mind, the eyes. Father, hallelujah, the jaws. My God, I speak and command healing right now to the ears. My God, in the name of Jesus, we speak miracles right now into your life.
be healed for whatsoever disease or sickness or illness or infirmity you may have.
Thank
be
you.
Healed right now by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be healed
yes.
in Jesus' name right now, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Heal them.
Yes.
Deliver them. Set them free,
Jesus.
God. And fill them with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray.
You,
hallelujah. Come on and clap your hands to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you and hope to see you real, real soon again. Hallelujah. I pass it now over the service over to Pastor Fee. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you guys were blessed at home, shout out an amen. And in the house right here, shout out an amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank and praise God once again for the Facebook family that joined us this morning. And if you receive your blessing, give God all the praise, glory, and honor. We will return once again Wednesday evening from my home, and we will bring a message that I believe that God has for the church today. And we are so blessed to have Evangelist Felipe Arellas deliver a wonderful message this morning. I will have this on CD as well, and it'll be uploaded probably within the next 2 hours. And you could always go back and view this video on Facebook. My friends, we love you. God bless you. And may the Lord richly bless you. Amen. Amen. We want to say goodbye now. God bless you.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.